Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. Humbling our hearts to God, saints with a chastening rod, seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians away. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous feet in the skies, going where no Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous feet in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward. Troubles will soon be on, happy forevermore. When we meet on that shore, free from all care, rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye. Homeward we then will fly, glory to Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet there too, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous feet in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound.
Page 57. Your age.
Which I've never
I'm so thankful of the hope that we have this morning, aren't you? You little Ann. Jesus is coming soon. And, I know folks have been saying that for a long time, but it's closer now than it was then. Gary must be wanting me to preach a lot this morning, give me 2 cough drops. So if I go long, it's Gary's fault. Amen. This weekend is the weekend we celebrate Memorial Day. It's observed on May the 30th in 1868 to honor those who had died in the Civil War. And now Memorial Day, we honor the memories of all those who died in military service of the United States. And we want to recognize and remember all the sacrifices been made through the years. A lot of folks have left their families and went and served, and a lot didn't make it back. And we enjoy the freedoms we enjoy today because of these brave men and women that give of themselves. And I'll tell you what, I'm kind of a patriotic guy. I'll stand for the flag and I'll stand for the national anthem any day that they play it, and I'll put my hand over my heart in honor of these men and women that made it where I can stand. And I thank the Lord for His blessings and blessing America the way He has. And you know, we get something I've noticed about Americans, that they stick together. You know, we might quabble amongst ourselves a little bit, but you let somebody go poking at us, and then they see that we kind of stick together then, and I like that, and I appreciate our veterans. And I want to recognize this morning also all that has served in the armed forces. If you have served in any branch of the armed forces anyway, will you stand this morning? I want all of our veterans to stand. Lord, we thank you, guys. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You know, I've seen a sign or something a long time ago that had red, white, and blue, and said that these colors never run. I'm glad of that. They never run. They'll stay, and they'll stay with you. And thank the Lord for that this morning. Thank you, fellas, and all the folks in that has served in our military. We appreciate that and so much. But also thinking of this, I want to think of another soldier that we honor. Jesus was a good soldier, and we honor his. He gave his life and He resurrected from the dead. And what a soldier. And I want to honor him this morning. Let's honor our Lord and Savior this morning for his faithfulness. See, if it wasn't for these brave men and women, we wouldn't have a country to serve in and to worship, but or to work in and serve in. But we wouldn't have a Savior and we wouldn't have eternal life if it wasn't for the greatest soldier that's ever been this morning. Let's honor him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. He sure was. He was. Amen. Janice played that song, "He Set Me Free." I thank the Lord that I've been set free. That's true freedom. Also, we want to recognize and remember those in Christ's army that's died on the battlefield, all before us, that has blazed the path for us. There's been some godly men and women that's made a way for us, that has done some things. And I already mentioned this morning that I'm drinking from a fountain I didn't dig. I'm here, and some godly people before us has made it possible here this morning, have this beautiful sanctuary for us to worship in. Isn't that good? I thank the Lord for that. And these people that has been not only here, but all the churches around that we see, and all of our folks across the nation, and these folks, commentators, and all these people that's blazed and has preached the gospel. And boy, I thank God for them this morning. I thank God for the ones that's gone before us. Don't you? Let's honor them this morning and give a little bit of recognition to those folks. One day in our lives are going to be over. And as we're here this morning, every one of us, unless Jesus comes back, but He's coming, but it may not be before we pass. But one thing about it, we'll all be a memory one day. And we'll be gone away. And the folks that's left on here on the planet, what's that memory that we leave going to be? What are they going to think of? What's Tim Broyles' memory going to be? That he's a big eater. That'll probably be one of them. But I hope that we can leave a heritage, or we can leave a memory behind that says he's a faithful soldier of the cross. That's where I hope that I'm remembered, as being a faithful soldier of the cross. That ought to be all of our desires this morning, that we have been faithful to the things of God that He has given us. What if these soldiers hadn't been faithful out on the battlefield? What if Jesus hadn't been faithful? What if our forefathers, in preparing all the things that God's got for us, hadn't been faithful? Boy, what if we're not faithful? What's the next generation and the one after that going to be? I've heard it said we're one generation from being extinct as Christians. Amen? So it's important that we are found faithful. The Bible says a man must be found faithful. And thinking along this line this morning, and about soldiers, and Paul is one that was faithful. He left a heritage, and he sent a letter while he was in prison. And I'm going to share with you, and if you want to be turning to 2 Timothy, we'll read some in chapter 2, and we'll read some in chapter 4. But on the June the 6th, 1944, at 5:50 in the morning, a group of 100,000 plus soldiers set sail for the French shoreline at Normandy. Not knowing what laid in wait for them, all they knew was that they had a mission to accomplish and that they were focused on that mission. That morning marked the beginning of the end of World War II. And you might say, well, what is that war story got to do with the church service this morning? Well, every one of us, as a child of God, every day we enter into spiritual warfare. And I got news for you, we're going to continue in that until He comes back. Or we go by the way of death, that we'll wake up every morning fighting that old rascal, that old enemy. And we need to be ready for this battle and this journey. And Paul here, and I want to share this morning, that he gave five qualities of a good soldier. Five qualities of a good soldier. And want to share these. I'll share as many of them as I can this morning. Might get through all of them. But if you would stand with me for the reading in honor of God's Word. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Starting at verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Turn over in chapter 4 with me, if you would, in verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Thank you for, Lord, that how wonderful you have been to us. And Lord, you have blessed this nation abundantly. And Father, that I am so thankful this nation was founded on Christian values. And the foundation is Christian. And Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you that our money still says, "In God we trust." And we still pledge allegiance to our flag and do it in your name. We thank you for that. Lord, we thank you, God, for your blessings, your mercy and grace. Thank you for Jesus dying on a cross for us that we could have eternal life. Not have hopes of this life only. We'd be miserable if this is all that we had. I thank you that there's a better day coming. I thank you that there's an eternity coming where I won't never have to fight with the devil again. Lord, thank you for that hope and that blessed promise that we have. Lord, I pray that you'll bless this message. Touch the old preacher boy. Lord, I'm unworthy, but I pray you'll make me usable. Forgive me of my sins. Illuminate my thinking. Touch my vocabulary this morning. God, I pray you'll glorify yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thinking along the lines of the qualities of a good soldier, first of all, we see that he's a follower. In chapter 2 and verse 3, it says that, "Thou therefore endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." You know, before that any of you fellas is in here ever went in the army, you had to sign up. You had to be part of it, enlist or whatever the process is. You had to go through a process and you became a follower of it. And the first step in joining the army is signing up, being a follower. No one can be a soldier of the Lord until he gets in the army. And that this morning is the number one thing that we've got to be in. If we're going to be a soldier of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we got to be a part of His army. We've got to have our sins under the blood. We have got to have come to a point to where we've asked Jesus to forgive us of our sins and come into our hearts. We have to be a member before we can be a good soldier. John 3:3 says, Jesus answered and said to him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." It takes a time in our lives and a point to where that we have realized that we're lost. I've heard it said we don't have to worry about getting people saved, we've got to get them lost. A lot of folks in the world today, they say, "I'm good. I grew up in church. I signed a card a long time ago. I was baptized when I was 6 years old. Mom and daddy took me to church." Or I heard a guy just the other day, someone saying that they would talk to someone about church, and the guy would say, "Well, my wife went." That's not going to get you there. I can't say I'm a soldier because my uncle was. Amen? And it takes the time when we realize that we are lost and undone without God, that we've got needs in our souls and in our bodies that we can't meet, that only He can. Because of sin in the world, we are born into sin. David said, "In my mother's womb, in iniquity I was formed in my mother's womb." In iniquity we was born. And one thing about it, that we're all in the same boat. There's two types of sinners in the world. There's forgiven ones and unforgiven ones. We're in one of those groups. Because we're all sinners, aren't we? And it comes to getting to the point to where we know we're lost, we know we're on our way to hell, and we say, Jesus, I need a Savior. Jesus, forgive me of my sins and come into my heart and change me and make me a different person. That's when the transformation takes place. That's when the Holy Spirit moves inside. That's when her mind, her thinking about sin changes. That's when the things, the desires of her heart change. That's when her lust change. That's when the way we spend money changes. That's when the way we dress changes. That's the way the things that we're involved in the world changes when we get saved and get a good old dose of salvation. Amen. Have you signed up? I'm glad I'm in. How about you? See, to refuse to follow in the army is treason. You get in big trouble if you set boat up on them and didn't follow the rules, didn't you? You'd be doing push-ups till you water run out your ears or something. When we're in the Lord's army, it's important that we're obligated and we're obedient until we die. I've not seen a retirement plan in the Bible. Boy, it got kind of quiet then. I said, I've not seen a retirement plan in the Bible. I'm going to have to hook up here a little bit. The Lord's saying we need to preach right.